Our visit begins in the courtyard. In an off-center position, we can admire the well. Upon it, the symbol of Giovanni della Rovere. On the back wall, we can see the big white limestone blocks that were the base to the coastal medieval tower. To the left, the big block of tophis we used to build the ducal residence bring us back to the Roman origins of the city, while the upper portion with the decorative elegance of the window frames remind us of the Renaissance style of the court of Urbino. On the opposite side, the lower standing arches are from the Rocchetta that was built by Cardinal Egidio Albornoz. Egidio Albornoz was chosen by the Pope to reorganize the Church's territory around the year 1350, during the forced permanence of the Pope in Avignon. The higher arches date back to the mid-1400s, to a successive amplification of the residence by Sigismondo Pandolfo Malatesti, Sir of Rimini. The five cannons located under the arches date back to the 17th and 18th centuries, but were positioned there in 1936. Before we leave the courtyard, we can look upwards to the tablet that overhangs the main entrance of the building. It is a sign that leads us to believe in the existence of a small chapel probably dedicated to Saint Barbara, protector of artillery soldiers, that was later moved in the year 1665. Let us take the stairs down to the underground floors.